Every damn time I walk through that door, it's the same damn thing. That bitch bends over, and I forget my name. Ow.
Well, here I come, baby. And here I
go. I was just talking with the gentleman in Kiss, George and Peter and Paul and Ace, about...
Would you stop cutting me down in front of the camera? I didn't go for that shit.
Go on.
He's just plain sweating.
Leave it to me, Star Child. I'll bend these beams with my mind.
I don't take drugs.
Mom, hold up.
And if y'all want to see me shove a laser pin up some motherfucker's ass, it's that guy right there.
People think I'm arrogant.
This is the worst.
So, I, like a fucking idiot, I wasn't recording. Did you notice when I started over, when I was listing off the people that contributed money?
Yes.
That's when I realized that I wasn't fucking recording.
Oh, thank God that you didn't say that.
No,
did
yeah,
it
so
all
our like little intro that we did, which we were funny, too. It was funny. I didn't fucking record it, like when we were saying, oh, we have a listener and whatever we said. But I really fucked it up by not recording. Luckily, I caught it in time. And then maybe I should have just fixed it right then, but we just kind of rolled into it and then I didn't. But maybe we should record like an intro or something so I have something. Because my recording starts at me reading the names of the people.
Okay.
I've never done this before where I didn't start the fucking recording, so. I mean, I didn't miss much, but you know, we were laughing and having fun, and how you can't just recreate that now.
Nope.
So,
well, let's do it. Let's take a pass so you have something, and then if you don't use it, you can just do your own intro.
Yeah. Yeah. True. All right. So let me see. How should I start it? So we're joined today by a special guest, Terry Means, because Terry, you contributed $50 on the Worst of Led Zeppelin episode. Brian Sword put out the challenge for somebody to contribute $50 so we could do a Worst of Kiss episode, and you took him up on it, and you went to the GoFundMe page for the Nashville Rockin' Pod Expo, which me and Brian are both going to be at, and you contributed $50, and so here we are. Ready to do the Worst of Kiss with you. So thanks a lot, Terry, for contributing, and welcome to Rock and or Roll.
Thanks for having me. It's worth the price of admission to pick five songs from the 70s and 80s that make me want to push fast forward.
In the olden times.
That's right. Skip now, lift the needle, whatever I was doing at the time.
Yeah.
So Terry, outside of accepting my challenge, why Kiss? Why? What was it about Kiss that made you want to choose it?
You know, I started listening to Kiss in 77. I would have been 9. You know, they're the band I love to hate. Some of their stuff, going through these albums, there's a lot of stuff that kind of reached that horrible part that are just endearing. So they didn't make my list, even though they probably should have. But yeah, how much fun is Kiss to talk about, whether you're talking about how horrible or how great they are? You just get so much pleasure out of Kiss.
They're such a band of extremes.
Like, it is.
The great songs are unbelievably great, and the songs we're going to talk about today are so terrible.
Yeah.
Like, never should have made the album.
Right.
Well, you know, Kiss are a band that I'm real touchy with because they get a lot of... People are very dismissive and completely reject Kiss as not even a real band, just a joke. And I think Kiss were a great band with great songs. But I agree, they have some real, you know, stinkers in the catalog. What I wanted to do here at the beginning of the episode is just all of my shameless begging on the last couple episodes actually resulted in some people going to the GoFundMe for the Nashville Rock and Pod Expo, which anybody who's listening to my last few episodes probably doesn't want to hear about it anymore. But I just wanted to thank the people that specifically went on the GoFundMe and listed Rock and or Roll in their comments. So I just wanted to read off the names at the beginning here of the people that contributed and say thank you. And also thank you to Terry Means, of course. And also I know Joel Habensberger, if I'm pronouncing that correctly, he didn't put Rock and Roll in the comments, but I know he's a listener and he was the very first person to contribute to the GoFundMe. So thank you, Joel. And then I'm just going to read the list here. These are the people that contributed and put Rock and Roll in the comments. I want to thank Brad Page, Phil Height, Nathan Lewis, TJ Waskowitz, Randy Hall, and the Rock and Roll Plebe. I think his name is Eric. He's a regular commenter on my blog, and he sends me emails. Jason Radke, Chris Fretwell, Kyle Skerich, Vic Dublin, and then also I know Matthew Schmendinger and Scott Kaczynski were our Rock and Roll listeners who contributed. And then, of course, our guest today, Terry Means, contributed $50 to come on here and do the Worst of Kiss with me and Brian. So thank you very much, Terry, for your contribution.
No problem. I'm glad to be here.
Let's get started. I want to hear from Terry first.
Oh, are we going at the 70s first?
You're going to start in the 70s. Yeah.
Yeah. Me and Brian have discussed that with certain bands. If you're going to do the worst of their whole career, it's just not going to work. It's not going to be any fun. So, yeah, we've got some parameters here for the Worst of Kiss. We've each picked our five worst Kiss songs from the 70s and our five worst Kiss songs from the 80s. And, all right, yeah, like Brian said, let's let our guest go first. So, Terry Means, what's your number five? Did you rank your songs as...
I did, actually.
Okay. All right, so what's your fifth worst Kiss song of the 70s?
Okay, number five, Dressed to Kill is an album that has a lot of repeat offenders on it. But it has a lot of songs that are horrible that I love. But the one that has drove me crazy since childhood is Room Service. You know, it's the old-timey rock and roll riff that is just played at a really fast tempo. It kind of drives me crazy, even though Paul sings his ass off on this song, it's still just so ridiculous and so cheesy, and it makes no sense. So yeah, it had to be number five for me.
I love that song.
I hate that song.
I love that song.
My list too. That almost made my list too. DJ, you're pathetic.
Oh, that's my favorite Kiss album, and that's the first song. But I remember when I was a kid, he says, take my coat and catch my flight. And I thought he said, take my coat and zip my fly.
Yeah, the riff just gets so overused in it. It's such a fast tempo. It just drives me crazy. And I usually give Paul a lot of slack when it comes to his ridiculousness of lyrics, but not this time.
Well, yeah, of course. If we were going to do five worst Kiss lyrics, we probably have completely different lists. But
right.
Yeah, I of course the lyrics are ridiculous, but that's kind of part of the whole.
Right.
Kiss thing, I guess.
Right.
Kiss charm.
Yeah. I was going to say the Kiss mythos, but that was far too intellectual of a term when you're talking about the Kiss lyrics.
Right. Right. Definitely. I see her dad. We'll be right back.
All right, Brian, you want to go next?
Sure.
Okay.
Okay, number five for me comes from Rock and Roll Over in 76, written by Gene Simmons. Ladies' Room. The only thing good about this song is the epic cowbell. Everything else is crap. It's terrible. And for the record, Love 'Em and Leave 'Em sucks too.
Now, come on, dude. You're limited to five here. You're taking shots at every song in the Kiss catalog. Now you've shit on three songs when you're only supposed to shit on one.
I agreed with Terry's.
Yeah.
And then I did Ladies' Room. And a dishonorable mention, which was not bad enough to get on the list, but is still a pile of shit, is Love 'Em and Leave 'Em.
All right, I like both of those songs too, but I will admit, Ladies' Room is pretty ridiculous.
Yeah, the Ladies' Room version on Kiss Live 2 gets a little more credit, but yeah. Yeah, it's such a Rock and Roll Over is such a strong album. That one kind of just pops there.
All right.
Or should I say plops there?
Oh, Terry's good. You're such a jewel in the rough. You wanna show me your stuff.
Okay, my number five, this song, it's from the first Kiss album, and it's just far too simplistic and mediocre to be as overexposed as it is. I mean, as a lifelong Kiss fan, I feel like I heard this song way too many times a long time ago already, and it's called Firehouse.
Oh, yeah.
And it just does not hold up to repeated listenings. This is the kind of song where maybe it's good the first couple times, but after that, you're just like, holy shit, this is getting old.
Okay,
I just never liked it.
My brother and I used to play air guitar with badminton rackets to that song. That song's awesome.
You know, it's just one that I never liked from when I first started listening to Kiss as a kid. It's just one of those songs that I never liked, and it's kind of considered one of their most ultimate classic songs. It's always in the set list. It's just one of like their go-to songs, and I've just never liked it.
It's never would have chosen that song. Never.
I think Room Service, Ladies' Room, and Love 'Em, Leave 'Em are way better than Firehouse.
Go home, you're drunk.
It does. It's had legs that have lasted forever, and I do like the song. It's not one I listen to. It's one of them songs that I was talking about where I just couldn't come to saying how much I disliked it because it's just so much of a childhood song, you know. It takes you back. But
I was going to say, Borat would say that song is retired, you know.
Right.
It's so simple. What I was thinking is it's like one of the first songs they ever wrote. And when you're a band that's been playing for 40, 50 years and you're still playing one of the first songs you ever wrote, you know, most bands don't last that long, but, you know,
right.
It sounds like a first song. It really does to me. It's like... So I guess Terry's next, number four. Your fourth worst Kiss song of the 70s.
Okay, I'm going to shoot up a ways up the Dynasty and pick X-Ray Eyes.
you know, Gene only got two songs on this record, which is kind of odd. And this one, man, it's just a snoozer. You know, horrible. It's got the typical silly lyrics, but it just really seems like a throwaway. And the backing vocals just ugh. And then I'd never noticed. I bought that album when it came out. What is that, 1979? So I would have been 11. I just noticed there's little laser sounds when they say X-ray eyes in the chorus. Have you noticed that?
I noticed that.
I like the guitar riff in that song though.
Yeah, I like that song.
I will admit it seems like a song Gene pulled out of his ass, probably.
Right, and that happened a lot over the years.
Oh, yeah.
It did. but I like that song. Well, it's your turn, Brian. Number four.
I'm going to pick on Peter Criss from Love Gun, Hooligan.
That was on my list as well.
I've got it written down, shitty song, no melody, dumb lyrics.
That's probably my number six. That was on the short list here that when I narrowed it down, for sure.
Hey, yeah. We agree on something, that Hooligan is a shitty song.
We'll go to school again.
Yeah, that was my number two.
Wow.
They had to give Peter that spot on the album for whatever reason, and whoa, that must have been painful for them to do. they had to appease him, I guess.
yeah. Even as a 7-year-old, I was like, this is horrible. I don't even know what's going on.
And it doesn't fit at all. It doesn't fit as a Kiss song. It doesn't fit on a Kiss album. it's sad.
Right.
And even then, I still like it more than Firehouse. I have to admit, maybe that was just me being an asshole.
Right.
Put Firehouse above that. Okay, well, my number four is another one that is Kiss canon, Kiss, always in the goddamn set list, but to me, it has very little melody. What I wrote is, if you replace the music of this song with a Casio drum beat, it could be on Yo MTV Raps. It's like a Tone Loc song.
Zing.
It's called Do You Love Me? And I swear, compare Do You Love Me to Funky Cold Medina, they're the same fucking kind of song.
And we go a little something like this. Hit it.
I have never liked it. Never. And it's one of those songs they always play. It's like always on every compilation. It's like one of the ultimate Kiss songs. And I've never liked it. And so I had to put it on this list. And so, Do You Love Me from Destroyer? No, the answer is no.
Wow. BJ's bringing his A game today. Look at this. Guess.
Shots this, fired.
That's my role, you know, picking popular songs, not yours. Holy crap. I love it.
All right.
All right, number three, Terry.
Yeah.
Okay, this is definitely shots fired. Beth? Is that a good song? I'm not sure. You know, I think it gets a lot of favors. You know, we've been told it's a great song for so long, we just accept it, but it's not a good song at all. And I don't want to ever hear it again, and I didn't want to hear it when it first came out, and I still don't want to hear it, and it just keeps getting thrown at me. So yeah, that ought to fire up some people.
Well, you know, when I was making this list, I did consider Beth, you know, but I think Beth has an all right melody. I think there's a decent melody there. Obviously, as a Kiss song, it's ridiculous, completely ridiculous, but I do think it has a good melody. So,
and do you think that was Peter Criss or?
Well, if you hear that Lips demo that they did, some of the melodies there. So
right.
Yeah, I think Bob Ezrin kind of tightened it up.
Right.
But the essence of it was there. But then I don't know how much of that was Stan Penderidge or, you know, Peter Criss. But there it was. The hook was there in that what they called Beck. It was there. So.
Okay. I know when I was making this list, I was like, we've had to sit through three different people singing this song, and I didn't want to hear any of them.
Well, yeah, it's definitely not. You're definitely not excited when you go see Kiss live, and it's going to be time for the backing track to start.
Right.
But it also might have saved their career, so I guess you got to give it that.
This is true.
But, you know, that's a testament to the world we live in. Would Beth save Kiss's career?
Right.
Me and the boys will be playing all night.
Brian, do you like Beth?
I think it's a good song. It's not really a Kiss song, but it's a good song.
Yeah.
I'm not surprised it was a hit. So, but props to Terry for pulling that out.
I just made it the list of Kiss songs I hate. So.
No, that's great. That's awesome. That's usually what I do too. I started out with the Beatles.
Right. That was great.
Yeah, fucking Penny Lane. Okay, so but Brian and are you up to number? Are we up
okay,
to Brian's
number three?
Three?
Yes. Yeah. Okay, so my note on this was douchebag song from Destroyer. Great Expectations. It's so fucking painful and lame. I can't take it. It's so awful. It makes me angry, that song.
Yeah, how is it number
three?
What were they thinking? You got two worse than that? Because that's my number one. I mean, oh my God. Yeah, that was easy number one for me.
It's so bad.
Oh, everything about it.
Everything. It's awful.
See, I had that on my first list, and I was like, someone else will get that, so I'll just leave it alone.
It's the low-hanging fruit.
Yeah, I saw somebody was talking shit about Destroyer, and they said something about how bad Side 2 was, I think, and I just wrote, yeah, and Great Expectations is on Side 1.
Right.
Because, yeah, I always contend that Destroyer is probably Kiss's worst album until the 90s, in my opinion, and yet it's like everyone else says it's the best, and it always drives me nuts.
Right, yeah, me too.
Yeah. And yeah, Great Expectations. I mean, that's all you got to say. What the fuck is that?
Well, listen.
It's Gene Simmons at his absolute worst. That's for sure.
It really is.
You can't even say he was high or anything either.
Yeah.
Yeah, I always like to say, if you want to know what it sounds like when Bob Ezrin polishes a turd, let me play you Great Expectations.
Well, yeah, and so there's the drugs. There's where the drugs came into the picture.
Yeah, fair enough.
Right.
No, it's... I can't even imagine how Great Expectations ended up existing or being on that record. So it's baffling, but you ruined my number one.
So, oops.
Then you feel his eyes from the stage, and you feel me staring at you, and you hear between the lines, my voice is calling to you.
My number three is another classic set list. Everyone loves it. Kiss song that I've never liked. It was always my least favorite song from the early albums. But I think it comes down to personal taste, and people probably like the riffs. They probably like the groove. It's a song called Watching You. I think it doesn't have a chorus. I just think it's terrible. Maybe the riff is all right, the verse, but there's no chorus in the song. I just have never liked this song at all. It's one that, yeah, as a kid, when I got into Kiss, I liked almost every song, but Watching You was just one I did not like. I just don't think it has a payoff or a hook. Just kind of a jam song without really the structure or the melody that would make me like it. So, Watching You from Hotter Than Hell, that's my number three.
Yeah, I love that song.
Yeah, everybody seems to love
it. I love
song.
That riff.
Yeah, I think it is the riff.
It's the riff that, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, but just one riff's not enough to make it a whole song. I mean, the chorus is just really dumb, I think.
Right. But it's enough when there's a band that's got 100 songs to not be one of the five worst. A good riff.
Well, no, I mean, I love most 70s, even 80s Kiss songs, you know, the majority of them I love, so.
Wow. All right.
Yeah, I think. Growing up and really getting into like sludgy, doomy that's one thing I go back to, like, oh, this is a great riff, you know, it's got that slower kind of thing to it, but yeah, the chorus is ridiculous.
All right, so Terry,
number two.
My number two was Hooligan, so it kind of already got covered.
Oh, right.
Yeah. Oh, God, we got to put Peter's song. Where are we going to put it? Oh my God, we gotta, oh really? We have to put this on the record? Oh fuck.
Yeah, yeah.
My number two. Okay, but this might piss a few people off. Christine 16.
Like, you know what? Fucking... Oh man, I forgot. I forgot
it's
about
a
that.
Terrible song. Are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah, like, I fucked
BJ,
up.
BJ, you need to do an episode of like pedophile rock.
I did. I did. It's called statutory rock. Yeah.
There you go.
We did it.
And the spoken word part in this song, it's like, yeah, come on, dude.
I played that at the beginning of the statutory rock episode.
Ugh,
you know, terrible. I really messed up. That song should be on my list. I just screwed up and forgot about it. But I completely agree. It's horrible.
It's a terrible song.
It's really bad. And it's another one. Set list. Yeah, that's right. The Kiss set list has always driven me nuts because they take some of my least like maybe 5-6 of my least favorite songs and they just stay in the set list. And
right.
So that's always been really unfortunate.
Yeah, they are one of the main offenders of FM radio type set lists where they have 7 songs and they're going to play them. Remember the ones you'll hear every time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and reunion tour, they probably did all these songs were mostly sung.
Right. I don't usually say things like this to girls your age, but when I saw you coming out of school that day I knew 16. I've got to have you.
Yeah. Not Hooligan, but
right, thank goodness.
But no, yeah. I would put Christine 16 on my list. I just didn't think of that one, I guess.
But so what is your number two then?
From Dynasty, Dirty Livin'.
that's my number one.
Yeah. Dynasty is a great album. In my opinion, besides this song, Dynasty is great. But this song on the record is really sad. It just leaves a bad taste.
And once again, when a 9 or 10 year old me, who's not a music critic or a, you know, just looks at the record like, what the hell is this? Is this like they put the wrong song on here from another band?
Oh yeah, yeah.
It's horrible.
Yeah. What is this, a Casey and the Sunshine Band song you put on here or something?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like when the first copy of the first Kiss album I ever got as a kid on cassette, they accidentally put the Alive version of Nothing to Lose on there.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I don't know how it happened, but I've researched on the internet to confirm that my memory was accurate. And yeah, it did happen, like in one of the 80s reissues. You know, they did that. They fucked it up. So,
I don't know.
So yeah, maybe Dirty Livin' was on there by accident, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. So now my number two ruined your number one. Well, it was a team effort.
Right.
So that means that.
So go to my number one.
Yeah.
Then. Well, from the same record, Paul song, Magic Touch.
Oh, no.
Oh, I love that song.
Terrible.
That's worse than Dirty Livin'.
Shitty disco song.
It's
terrible.
Not disco.
The chorus is disco. Hate that song. Automatic skip.
Yeah, I love that one too.
Yeah, I like. I think every song in that album is good except for Dirty Livin'. So,
well, you're wrong.
We'll be right back.
All right, BJ, what's your number one song?
Yeah, Great Expectations. We already,
yes.
We already talked about it.
You'll watch me singing the song. You'll see what my mouth can do. And you wish you were the one I was doing it to.
It's making me sick. Ew.
I would say we weren't too far off, all three of us, for the 70s. There's a lot of crossover there.
When you're doing the five worst Kiss songs of the 70s, there's not a lot of Kiss songs from the 70s I don't like. So,
this is true.
I found the 80s a lot harder to get down to five.
Yeah.
I had 10 or 11 my first pass. It was hard to get down to five.
Yeah, and then a couple of the obvious ones in the 80s, I was kind of like, nah, that's not as bad as this one. So, I don't think mine are... I don't know how much we'll overlap. I bet you guys won't have any of mine. Well, maybe one. I don't know. All right. So, yeah. So, moving on to the five worst Kiss songs of the 80s, which I'm a big fan of Kiss in the 80s, too. So, I know a lot of people aren't, but I love it.
Oh, I love Kiss in the 80s.
Yeah.
I there was a lot of crappy songs, but for me, a lot of great ones.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. So, Terry, you want to kick us off with your fifth worst Kiss song of the 80s?
I will. Let me just say up front, I didn't cheat because there was a cutoff time for me when I have never listened to Hot in the Shade. Just never happened. I kind of just like gave up on them by that time. So I didn't even go in there and try to pick one new that I disliked. I've picked ones that I had heard or been exposed to. But a big fan up through Asylum. So this is going to have a lot of them songs on them.
Right.
But number five is a song that everyone trashes all the time. And I think for good cause, it's Burn, Bitch, Burn. It's just...
That is completely on my list.
Yeah. That was on the short list.
Yeah. You know, just another Gene song from the 80s that just makes me cringe every time I hear it.
So bad.
Yeah, the music and the riffs are just mediocre and don't... Yeah. Yeah, it makes my brain numb whenever I hear it. So I just skip
it. I want to put my log in your fireplace. Yes,
that's the famous line.
That's it.
Yeah, that was a contender, but I had to admit to myself that although the chorus is terrible, the verse isn't so bad. You know, there's songs where it's all shit. No redeeming quality, so...
There's a lot I love on that record, but that's not one of them.
Yeah, what else can you say about Burn, Bitch, Burn? It's all in the title, pretty much.
Yeah, it really is. It really is.
Okay, so Brian, what's your fifth worst?
Okay, number five, from Crazy Nights, which is an album that it's a total guilty pleasure. I actually love this album. But the song, My Way, I just fucking hate. I hate it. And I hated it when I was in high school, and I hate it now. And also, Turn on the Night also sucks, but it didn't make my list.
I did, when I did my top 10 Kiss songs of the 80s, I think Turn on the Night's number two. Fucking love that song. My Way I like, but I can see not liking it. If you haven't heard on the podcast when Ken Mills sang the lyrics of My Way, but like Frank Sinatra singing My Way, but he sang the Kiss lyrics. It was brilliant.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I'm never gonna give up in the fight, 'cause after the battle is done, all you've got left is your pride.
Well, my number five. Now, this is crazy that I'm going after Ace Frehley, but, and, you know, I love Unmasked, but I'm sorry, Ace, Torpedo Girl is so bad.
Man battle station torpedo. Man battle station torpedo.
It's so fucking bad. Torpedo Girl. All his other Kiss songs are great, but this song is so dumb. Just so embarrassingly dumb. And I just had to put it on here, if I was honest, because it's so embarrassing.
Yeah, that was on my list, and I took it off.
I know. I didn't want to put Ace on here, but holy shit. Torpedo Girl. I mean, this rivals Hooligan for fucking being retired, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, right from the submarine intro, it's just, it just goes nowhere. It goes down.
It's even dumber than She's So European. That's how dumb it is.
Oh, man, that's saying something.
I love Unmasked, though. It's, I mean, besides Torpedo Girl, it's a great record. Well, and She's So European, I guess. But all right, moving on to number four, Terry.
Well, I've got one from Unmasked. and it's easy as it seems, you know, because every time I hear it, it just sounds like one of them Cinemax movies in the middle of the night in the 80s. It's like a montage song. It's just...
I love those kind of songs. I love 80s montage songs. That's right up my alley.
I was re-listening to it today, and in my head, someone was like lifting weights or doing whatever you do in a montage. And it, yeah, it's just it's not a Kiss song, and it's just pop, 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 sugary pop. That yeah, I don't want any part of.
True, it's not. It doesn't sound like a Kiss song. It's a pop song, and it does have kind of a disco feel to it, I think.
Right.
But I do like it. I really like that song. I don't know if it'd be like a workout lifting weights montage. It's more like a people walking on the streets at night, like getting mugged and shit, bad shit's happening. Like establishing that it's a bad neighborhood or a dangerous neighborhood. That kind right. of a montage. Like Death Wish 5.
or Tough Turf 2.
We'll be right back. Okay, so...
All right, I think I'm up number four, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so my next song is literally exactly what I would expect Gene Simmons to write. Hot in the Shade, Cadillac Dreams. It's just about, you know, loving money. And it's fucking terrible. It's horrible. And I had to debate between that and Rise to It from the same album. And I didn't want to put two songs off from the same album on here, but Cadillac Dreams is worse. Rise to It's shit too, though.
I love Rise to It.
No, you don't.
I will save my Cadillac Dream comments for later.
Oh, you have that as well, do you?
Oh, yeah.
Attaboy.
When I was 17, found out just what it means. If you can get it free, it just ain't worth it then.
Fuck, terrible.
Yeah.
Seriously. Bad. Like, he's not even trying at this point.
That describes a lot of Gene Simmons songs in the 80s.
Right. Yeah, definitely. Yeah,
including my next song, number four.
All right, what's your next song?
The song from Animalize called Murder in High Heels, which the chorus of this song, or lack thereof, is so horrible. And it's the riffs are slow. When I was listening to this, for, you know, which I would never do unless I was putting together a Worst of Kiss list. The verse melody barely even works with the riff, kind of clashes with it, and then there's just kind of a generic bridge, and then the chorus is fucking ridiculous. Yeah, this is the worst Gene filler. F for effort. That's what I wrote.
Yeah, it's horrible. Yeah, it's unlistenable. Horrible.
It's so bad. I love Eugene, but you know, even
but
you
try
should
harder.
Come on, admit it, Gene. Murder in High Heels is a piece of shit. Admit it. All right, Terry, what's your number three?
All right, I told you guys Asylum was about as much as I could take, and this song had a lot to do with that. All Night, just, I can't do it. It's just so watered down. I just can't handle another anthem, and the whole, times three just drives me crazy. It's
makes you go ugh.
Yeah, pretty much. It kind of just let me see where things were going, and I'm not even going to talk about the video. I mean, it's just so bad. And I read something somewhere, and I had never noticed until I read it, that the riff is kind of a watered down Misty Mountain Hop. There's a lot of similarities there if you listen to it.
Oh, the chorus riff. Yeah, right.
Yeah, but yeah, that was all. That's all I could take.
Money can't buy when your mind is dead.
I love that song.
Yeah, I like that song a lot. Even the chorus is a little bit dumb. I think the verse is great. I think, I know I said on the podcast that that song, it, if you think about it, it sounds a lot like a 70s Kiss song, except for the chorus. But, yeah, I could see the chorus is kind
of... You know, it's one of those songs that I loved when I was a kid. And it probably if I really sat down and listened to it critically, I may feel differently, but I don't care. I love that song.
Yeah, I like it too. I like it. I love Asylum, I mean, for the most part. So.
Yeah, I do too. All right, my number three from Unmasked, Easy As It Seems.
Oh.
Don't like it. It's like disco light, garbage, painful. Paul sounds terrible. I think Shandy sucks equally bad, but Paul's vocals are better on the song.
No, see, I just said, oh, night's horrible, but I love Shandy.
I like Shandy. I think Shandy is really well written. Like, if you just think of Shandy as a song, I think it's, I think Paul Stanley was a very talented songwriter. But,
you're saying that with a straight face, are you? All right.
Shandy, tonight must last us forever. Forever. We say goodnight and go home.
Pretty much everyone is going to universally disagree with my next pick. Yeah. So did you just say sweet, Ryan?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because you loved it.
I love this.
It's just, for some reason, Kiss fans love this song, and it just confuses me. I think it's ludicrously boring with a terrible chorus. It's called I Still Love You from Creatures of the Night. Just never liked it since the first time I heard it. Doesn't work for me, not for my taste. And yet, people love it. Everyone loves it. I think the chorus is shit. I don't understand. I really don't get it. What is good about the song? And also, it's kind of bluesy. You know, like I picked Since I've Been Loving You. I think this is Kiss's version of Since I've Been Loving You, which I picked as worst as Zeppelin. So it's not the kind of song I like at all. And then to see how everyone fucking loves it. Do you guys love it?
I don't love it, don't hate it.
Nah, I don't love it, don't hate it either.
Yeah.
But yeah, it did last too long. I mean, Paul held on to that. I'm surprised they're still not playing it. I seen it I don't know how many times in the 80s.
I know, yeah. It's not... Ugh. Yeah, it's even worse live.
See, I had deeper into my list. I had Danger from Creatures of the Night was almost made it in my top five because I hate that song, but... This one here, whatever. Don't love it, don't hate it.
I like Danger.
I think Paul sounds like a screechy cat on Danger.
Terry, you're number two.
Oh, you know, there are a few songs I know from later that just drove me crazy, and one of them is Bang Bang You. Do you love that song?
That's my number two.
But I actually like that song.
It's my number two. Okay. You like that song.
What? Yeah, well, I don't listen to the lyrics, though. I don't care
about the lyrics. Danger is shit, like... but Bang Bang You.
Right.
Like...
Hey, shut up.
One, two, three, four. That song is so bad. It's one of the worst
ever. It really is. It really is.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah, that's my number two, too, so. Yeah, like on my short list was Radar for Love from Asylum, and I think Bang Bang, you just took everything that was bad about Radar for Love and just, you know, amped it up to 11.
Right.
So, okay, so Brian, what's your second worst?
The number two, okay. Oh, I just think this song is laugh out loud bad. From The Elder, Just a Boy. It's just laughable to me. I don't like the oath either, but
what?
Oh, but
no. Oh, just wow.
A boy, I think it's terrible.
The oath is fucking amazing.
The oath is so great.
Yeah.
The oath is like not a Kiss song, but in a good way. Oh, it's so like great. It's so good.
Well, now, do you think Just the Boy is laughable just as a Kiss song or just as anything?
As a song. It's terrible.
Wow.
I like it a lot. In fact, when we did a podcast episode called No Respect, where we were supposed to, we brought a list of Kiss songs that we thought don't get enough respect because they're really good, and that was one of my picks. I think the melody of that is great. I mean, obviously, as a Kiss song, it's kind of really outlandish. And But since I've been listening to The Elder since I was a kid, it's not real. I didn't have any frame of reference to at the time when I started listening to it to think this doesn't make sense, so I never really looked at it from that point of view.
Yeah, I never really liked the record, so.
Yeah, I love that album, but a lot of people don't.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's a great record other than I just, that was
I
on
agree.
My
That's,
list.
And yeah, I agree. I don't think I is very good. I completely agree. I love everything else pretty much on The Elder except I.
Yeah.
Because I is just mediocre. Like the it chorus, really is. The chorus is just not good, so.
And I just I wear thin on anthems from Kiss, so.
Well, yeah, it's like The Elder doesn't sound like Kiss, but then when they do, when the one song that sounds the most like Kiss seems so forced.
Right. Yeah. Exactly.
So, yeah. All right, so that
right, BJ,
was that was
what's
your number
two?
Oh, my number two is Bang Bang You, which matches up to Terry's. What did I don't know if I have anything else to say about. I wrote down it's subpar quality. yeah, really. We were talking about Gene pulling it out of his ass. Well, this is Paul on autopilot for sure. I think. Or maybe he's trying to be. If he's trying to be clever, that's really sad. If he thought he was being clever,
right? So, right.
Starting at one and going up. One, two, three, four. When midnight comes, I'll be at your door. Five, six, seven, eight.
I am the Count. They call me the Count. Because I love to count things.
So I guess we're moving on to Terry's number one.
Yeah, people remember where they were during 9/11 or Kennedy shot. I'll never forget when I heard this. It was, yeah. Let's put the X in sex.
We'll be right back.
It's just it's so bad. You know, they had such highs and lows through their career, and this is just so bottom of the barrel. I think even Paul admitted that he had to put something out, and this was it. And is that a harmonica synthesizer in it? I don't know. It's bad. Just bad, bad.
You know what? I forgot. When I was making this list, I forgot about the two songs from Smashes, Thrashes, Idiots. You Not do. That they would have I made totally my list. Did. They wouldn't have made my list. But I have a really bad memory of they were going to be debuting the new Kiss video. What year did that come out? 88?
88, yeah.
So I was 14. And I was like, and that was, we had like one TV in the fucking house, you know? And I'm like, oh my God, the new Kiss video. And my dad's sitting there watching it with me, and it's that. So it's like, holy shit. Because Paul probably looked, that might be the worst Paul ever looked in that video. And then just the way he's dancing and the song itself.
Oh, yeah.
And I had to sit there and watch that with my dad, and this is the new Kiss song. Really? Not a good memory. But
no.
My number one was, I think, Terror's number five, Burn Bitch Burn from Animalize.
Right.
I just think it's the worst. Just the worst. You know, I just moved back to Ontario from British Columbia. And my brother's first visit here, he brought my case of cassettes that I had when I was a kid. And for some reason, he kept it for 20 years. And he brought them back. And within that was Animalize. And I hadn't listened to that record in years. And, you know, we got a tape deck still in the car. So I popped it in and listened to it. And when that sound came on, I was like, my, it's like the worst Kiss song ever. And therefore, it's on my list. It is just terrible.
It is.
The chorus is terrible. And it has even has song. Nothing to do with the lyrics. Like, no matter what they were saying, that chorus is horrible.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah,
like if Gene was singing like "I'm rich," or, you know, whatever he would sing, rich, so rich, it would still be horrible. Speaking of which, yeah, my number one song, was it your number four, Brian? Cadillac Dreams.
Yeah, that's my number four. Yeah, number one, eh?
Oh, it's I a terrible hate it song. So much.
It is a terrible song.
And you brought it up. Not only is it a horrible, horrible piece of shit song, but Gene's horrible world philosophy of greed. He even says in the song, "I want more than I need." And to me, that's exactly what's wrong with the world, is the idea of wanting more than you need.
Right.
So that bullshit gospel of greed, you know, they just played on the podcast. Gene did a Q&A at that Wizard Con. And they played it on the podcast, and all it is Gene spewing this Cadillac Dreams bullshit about making money and making more money than you'll ever need and blah, 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 never having enough money. He spews all that bullshit at that thing, and it was so – I turned it off because it was driving me fucking nuts. Even though it was really cool that they had it recorded and they had it on the podcast, it was just Gene's bullshit. It was horrible. I disagree with it so much. So not only is Cadillac Dreams a piece of shit song, but it's also that whole philosophy that I hate too. Well, I wrote down the annoying lyrics are just like the diarrhea icing on the shit cake.
That's
I really like Hot in the Shade, though, but there's a couple of horrible songs in there. There were a couple other contenders from Hot in the Shade on my short list.
Which ones?
Boomerang. And, well, I knew it would really piss people off, but I do not like Little Caesar at all. I think that's a terrible song.
But yeah, that would that's really subpar.
But people are very sensitive about Eric Carr. So.
Yeah, right.
And also, I know when I was just like thinking of writing down songs, Love's a Slap in the Face, I was also thinking that's a really shitty song too. But maybe it has its moments. But yeah, there's some bad shit on Hot in the Shade, but there's also a lot of great songs in there. So,
is there a song that was a number six that you didn't put on? Just curious what that would be.
Yeah, what was my number six?
Oh, I have mine right here.
I can't remember.
My number six was Give Me More from Lick It Up.
Oh, I love that song.
Yeah, that's not a favorite of mine.
And then I'd already said number seven, Danger from Creatures of the Night.
Well, I know Burn, Bitch, Burn was close. Shit, what else did I... Probably, you know, like Boomerang. Probably like Burn, Bitch, Burn, Boomerang. I think those were like maybe the two last ones I cut.
Yeah, I think mine was Rock and Roll Hell. It was just... that's nap music. Go to sleep every time.
I like that one. But so how much did we overlap on the 80s one? Two of us had Burn. Cadillac Dreams. Two of us had Bang Bang You.
Yeah. Burn, Bitch, Burn.
Burn, Bitch, Burn.
Yeah, we're all in agreement on that. Wow, how do you not like Turn on the Night, though? That's such a great song. And The Oath? You don't like The Oath?
No.
Wow.
Yeah, that's a great song.
That's brilliant.
Brilliant.
It is.
You're reaching there, pal.
Well, so Terry, was this your first experience being on a podcast?
I had been on Get Up On This. I don't know if you're familiar with that podcast. I'm on that one. I've been on that one numerous times.
Oh, okay. I don't know that one. What is that?
Each week they bring up three things, like new things you should be up on, like app or music or whatever. And, okay. It's a pretty good podcast. It's pretty funny.
Damn. I was setting up playing a clip of Like a Virgin there. Now I can't. All right. Well, that was a lot of fun and we'll see what kind of a reaction we get. Well, thank you so much, Terry, for joining in on this.
No problem. I appreciate you having me on. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah, this is a great idea that Brian came up with. I mean, I love doing this kind of shit. I love making lists of anything music related. I'll make a list anytime.
yeah, me too. I make lists for fun, but
Yeah,
I love the Led Zeppelin episode because I love them so much. I love hearing about songs I love that other people hate, like Celebration Day, which I love dearly.
Yeah, I love it too. Well, I love it too.
But yeah, it made me laugh. And yeah, that opening riff is kind of a mess, but what a great song. Well, count me in on a Cheap Trick episode, that's for sure. That'd be fun.
Oh, man. I would think about if one of the guys from Cheap Trick ever happened upon it and listened to it. But yeah, I could come up with five.
Their records are pretty consistently good, though.
Oh yeah, they're my favorite band of all time. So.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. That's why I want to do that so bad. It's your favorite band.
Rock and roll all night from the album Dressed to Kill. Gene Simmons from Kiss here. You know, I love the makeup. I really do. As a matter of fact, I have worn it many, many times. Would you like to see me wear it one more time? Take a look at this. Think you're the only one that can walk around like that?
You are a powerful and attractive man.
That's right. All right, Gene. Well, good luck on everything now. Here, you're $1,000. We're going for $2,000. You're 10 away. Let's play with Gene Simmons.
$1,000.
A painting technique in which paint is forced through an atomizer is called what? Snaking? Airbrushing? Watering? Proofing?
After careful deliberation, I would say it's airbrushing B.
Final.
It is final.
And it is right for $2,000. Very good. Going for $4,000. $4,000. What sports legend was famous for reciting short, self-aggrandizing poems? Muhammad Ali, Jack Nicklaus, Babe Ruth, Vince Lombardi.
Well, I would have to say it's Muhammad Ali A.
Final?
It is my final answer.
Yes, it was the great one, Muhammad Ali, with those great quotes. Hope like a butterfly, sting like a bee. Teams up to $8,000. The mother of what rapper released a rap song in response to her son's lyrical attacks on her? Busta Rhymes, Jay-Z, Eminem, Kid Rock.
Well, I am reasonably sure the letter is Eminem C.
Final answer?
It is my final answer.
Got that one right, too, for $8,000. Hasn't touched the lifeline yet, and he's going for $16,000. The word pachyderm is derived from the Greek word for what physical feature? Long nose, brush-like tail, three toes, thick skin.
I would say that it is a long nose, A.
Final?
That's my final answer.
Oh my gosh, it's thick skin. Okay. Oh, that's too bad. Oh, I'm so sorry. Thick skin. I thought it was long nose,
I did too. Thank you. Thank you.
Thanks great
so
seeing you, buddy.
This way, baby. Thank you.
Thanks. Oh, boy. Too bad, Gene. That was quite an upset for Gene's charity. The Neil Bogart Memorial Fund will get that $32,000.
Turn the
be back.